Da sola, no? Eh. Non fa? Non, si fa col mascherone. No, ciao. Guarda qui. Ma non c'è niente, banca.
With your permission. With your permission. This week's parasha. Parashat Behar B'chukotai. Really the second one. B'chukotai. The Gemara said, Ezra Sofer, when he divided the parashiyot, he made sure that this parasha should be read before Shavuot. Must be. Likewise, says the Gemara, he made sure before Rosh Hashanah we read Parashat Kitavo. The similarity between those two parashiyot, both of them, they are curses for the ones that will not do what they got to do. This week's parasha, Parashat Bechukotai, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu 49 curses. Parashat Kitavo has 98 curses. Says the Gemara, like before Rosh Hashanah, Parashat Kitavo, Ezra, Zofer made sure on the calendar every year, this parasha must be read before Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for that, says the Gemara, it means we want to be the curses behind us. So by reading this in the Torah, sounds like it's going to be behind us. So therefore, before Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, we must read Parashat Kitavo with the 98 curses, in order when Rosh Hashanah will come, he said, we had it already. We had the curses already. How does it work? We see before Rosh Hashanah. Not only that, says the Gemara, that you must have after Parashat Kitavo another parasha to separate the curses from Rosh Hashanah. It means like this: 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah is the parasha Kitavo, it has 98 curses. The next week, the week after that, it's another parasha just to separate the curses from Rosh Hashanah. Likewise, says the Gemara, before Shavuot, every year before Shavuot, you should know what must be before Shavuot, Parashat Bechukotai, the curses. And then you can have after that, most of the time one, sometimes two parashiyot, just after. But the curses must be read before. Says the Gemara, okay, before Rosh Hashanah you explain to me. Everybody knows Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, so Hashem judges the world. So we want so-called to have a clearance. So therefore, we read the parasha, Parashat Kitavo, the curses before Rosh Hashanah. When the trial will come, Rosh Hashanah, then be clear. Says the Gemara, what Shavuot? Shavuot is not the day of judgment. Shavuot is a celebration. Says the Gemara, no, Shavuot also, the Mishnah says, it's Yom Hadin, the day of judgment. All the judgments, the explanation, means the fruits. It means Shavuot, Hashem decides about the fruits. What kind of a taste the fruits will have. So therefore, says the Gemara, so this parasha, Parashat Bechukotai, we're going to read this Shabbat, has some curses. We want those curses to be read before Shavuot, because Shavuot is Yom Hadin, the day of judgment. Hashem judges the fruits. What judges fruits? What has to do with this? Has to do because Hashem judges the fruits. I don't know why Hashem, why does Hashem judge the fruits on Shavuot? Hashem sits on Shavuot in the Shamayim, and he decides the fruits will have good taste or have a good taste. The fruits will grow, they won't grow so much. Why? So in the we have to mishpat as well, of course. It's another question, but why we need 2 dates? But let's think about it. Ma'aser Nedarim al Perot. So comes the Gemara and says, listen, you have to read this parasha, Parashat Bechukotai, 49 curses, do it before Shavuot. The name of Chag HaShavuot we have in 10 days, it's also a very strange name. You know, Pesach is Chag HaMatzot, Sukkot is Chag HaSukkot. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. Shavuot has no name. There's no name. This is the holiday of the weeks. What do you mean weeks? You refer yourself to the Omer. Shavuot is the Omer. Shavuot is not the Omer. Shavuot is after the Omer. So when you read, you say in the Torah, well, one person in the Torah says, Yom HaBikurim. That sounds better. But we call it B'Shavuotechem. B'Shavuotechem Mincha Chadasha L'Hashem. Chag HaShavuot. Chag HaShavuot. What's Chag HaShavuot? That's not a name. We don't call it the day that we got the Torah. Sounds better. Chag Matan Torah. That's the day we got the Torah. The day we got the Ten Commandments. Maybe not the whole Torah, but the Commandments. Or something else, even if it's Chag HaBikurim, whatever it means. B'Shavuotechem Mincha Chadasha L'Hashem. I don't know what it means exactly, but it's not Shavuot. They call it holiday Shavuot because it's weeks. What weeks? What has to be any weeks? And Shavuot by itself, so maybe the custom to stay up the night of Shavuot to learn the whole night. Of course, simple explanation means since Hashem revealed Himself to us, and the Gemara says we were asleep. Moshe had to wake us up, take us out. So maybe this is some kind of correction. It's a very strange situation, the Chag HaShavuot. As well, the idea of Chag HaShavuot, Ramban has a Rishonim, says Chag HaShavuot is no Chol HaMoed. Sukkot Baruch Hashem, you have Chol HaMoed. You don't need to have 7 days. Pesach, yes. Pesach, the first day of Pesach, we came out of Egypt. And then we went for 6 days till Yom Suf. And then Yom Suf Hashem spared it. So maybe that's the reason we have 7 days of Pesach. Because started the first day of Pesach, we came out of Egypt. Last day of Pesach, we crossed Yom Suf. But Sukkot, it's not necessary to make it 7 days. So Sukkot is to remember the cloud. The clouds were there for 40 years, not for 7 days. So we said, the Gemara says, well, Pesach, and we learn Sukkot from Pesach, we learn Pesach from Sukkot. Like Pesach, Hashem decided should be 7 days, Hashem decided Sukkot also 7 days. Okay, so Hashem could have decided also Shavuot also 7 days. Why Shavuot is not 7 days? Sukkot has nothing to do with 7 days. Sukkot is to remember we sat in the Sukkah. Hashem made us a Sukkah in the desert. So why is it in 7 days? Hashem decided 7 days. Okay, so Hashem could have decided on Shavuot also 7 days. And Raman asks this, it should be Chol HaMoed. Why is no Chol HaMoed? Why is Chol HaMoed of Pesach, Chol HaMoed of Sukkot? Why no Chol HaMoed of Shavuot? What happened? Hashem just decided 1 day Shavuot. And according to the Chachamim asks this, I said, if you know the day we came out of Egypt, it was Thursday. Thursday morning. When Hashem revealed Himself on Har Sinai, was Shabbat morning. Actually, when you count the days, says the Gemara, it's really 51 days, not 50. Shabbat is not the 50th. We celebrate the 50th. But if you want to remember what happened then, then really it's 51 days, it's not 50. Hashem said, no, you count 7 weeks, and the 50th day is Shavuot. So the Rishonim, the Achodim, they asked, so Hashem wants you to remember what? That He revealed Himself? No. He revealed Himself is the 51st, not the 50th. Because Shabbat is the 51st. So the Rishonim said, well, Rasha, Masechta Avodah Zarah says, well, you know, Hashem wanted us to remember the preparation that we had. It's important to prepare ourselves. So preparation sometimes is more important than the actual mitzvah. What does it mean? Somebody goes to buy a lulav. It's more important than actually shaking a lulav. Somebody is building a sukkah. It's more important. It's not true. It's not true. Can't say such a thing. Preparation is also a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, yes, you may say bracha. You go to purchase a lulav, you may say bracha. You build a sukkah. While you're building, you can say bracha. True. But nobody will tell you that building a sukkah by itself, that's the mitzvah. See, look, it's not true. It's not true. The halacha is not like this. The halacha is you got to eat the matzah, you got to sit in the sukkah. Here comes the Mashal, say, listen, Hashem changed the date. Hashem moved it up forward, backward. One day, to tell you, you know what happened? On the 50th day, we didn't get the Torah yet. We got it on the 51st. But, the preparation. So what does it mean, preparation? This is Parsha, it says, Im b'chukotai telechu. The Gemara says, Im b'chukotai telechu, if. If. So a few times in the Torah we say, if. Says the Gemara, you know what it means over here? Hashem is going to give you a lot of brachot, blessings, if you're going to work very hard to learn Torah. Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. Not to keep the mitzvot. It means you can't be on the beach and have a cigar and have the Gemara daf yomim with you. No. It's very nice. But that's not all. You should also learn, says the Gemara, Torah, not when it's so comfortable. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. Let's speak also, Lag BaOmer, Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai. So the Gemara tells us that Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai's grandson, Rabbi Yossi, when he died, they wanted him to be buried in Miron also, in the cave over there. You know, the secret I told you, was the cave is not upstairs where everybody goes. The cave is really downstairs. Next time you go to Miron, you don't go upstairs. You go on the left, you go to the kitchen, then it'll take you down someplace, and there's, you see an iron gate over there is a cave. Like Maratan Achpela in Hebron, people go upstairs. Upstairs is a waste of time. In a way, you should not go upstairs. This is all those monuments upstairs are fake. This is Avraham Avinu. You can have Avraham Avinu in the backyard too. Who told it's Avraham Avinu? Who made this upstairs? The Arabs decided it. The only true thing is Oel Yitzchak. But again, it's not the monument. It's the hole that you go downstairs over there. That's the truth. But the rest is not. Somebody made it up. I says the cave is all the way down. All the way down, very, very deep in the ground. You go upstairs, just you go further and further from the grain. It's into Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai, you go up, you're going further and further away from the grain. The grain is all the way down. Maratha Machpelah also is all the way down. It's very, very deep. So they brought Rabbi Yossi, the grandson of Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai, to bury him in the cave was a snake over there. A big snake was standing in the front of the cave, don't let the coffin to come inside. This is from the Shamayim. Since the Gemara, they heard from Shamayim sound, the voice. Don't think for a moment the snake is here because this guy in the coffin, Rabbi Yossi, is not up to the level of Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, Rabbi Elazar. But you should know the reason for that is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, they were in the sand for 13 years. Sa'ar me'ara, they suffered so much. He did not suffer. So Baruch Hashem, he did not suffer. We went to be in concentration camp also. He says, you cannot bury him. He did not suffer. Baruch Hashem, he did not suffer. He was able to learn. He says, no. Couldn't put him down over there. He had to bury him someplace else. He was not. He's not in the same league. He's different. So what's the question? What is it behind? What's behind this? What do you mean he's not the same? So he learned. Yeah, he was knowledgeable as much as they. Yes, the Gemara says, knowledgeable, holy, holy, pure, perfect. He's a candidate to be buried over there, but he wasn't in the cave. So Ramim tell us that really what the test is in our life is how important the Torah is. How important it is. What do you mean? So Shlomo says, it's Sefer Mishlei, you know, get up in the morning, the weather is not so comfortable, and this is an excuse, today I cannot learn, tomorrow I cannot learn, I cannot do it. The question is, how important it is for you? Why it's so important for you? So it's the Gemara. The Gemara, the destination is Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is going to be only Torah. Says the Gemara, you should know this world is a path to Olam Haba. It's not the truth. From here, you have to go to Olam Haba. says that is the destination, this is the goal, that's the purpose of creation. Without this, Hashem would have created this world. So, Bereshit bara Elokim et Hashemayim et Haaretz, Hashem created the world. It says, we say, Yom HaShishi Vayecholu Hashemayim V'Atzchot Tzvaam. It says, Kiddush, Friday night, say Yom HaShishi. It says, HaShishi. It says, Gemara, HaShishi. Why it says HaShishi, the six? So, Gemara, to tell you that when you do Kiddush, and you say in Beit HaKnesset, Vayecholu Hashemayim V'Atzchot Tzvaam, it says, you should know, Hashem wants you to think something else. Says the Gemara, what? Says the Gemara, well, when Hashem created this world, Earth was not so-called stable. Eretz yara v'shakta. Land was shaking all the time, especially before we got the Torah. In case nobody would accept the Torah, Hashem would destroy the world. Not we didn't have to say Na'aseh v'nishma, just those words. But we should have said, we do accept the Torah. Says the Gemara, if the Jews will not say, we do, Hashem will destroy the world. Vayecholu Hashemayim V'aretz, Yom HaShishi, says the Gemara, that's the Kavanah, you say Friday night. Vayecholu Hashemayim V'aretz, what do you say Friday night? What? Because Hashem did it? No. You say Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi, the six. What do you mean six? Six of Sivan, says the Gemara. What is this? The day that Hashem revealed himself and said the Ten Commandments, that's Yom HaShishi Vayecholu. That time, says the Gemara, earth was stabilized. At that moment, earth felt so-called a relief and comfortable. It says, now Hashem will not destroy the world. That means, says the Gemara, says, earth has a mouth, swallowed Korach, earth has a lot of things, says the Gemara. You don't think earth is just like a statue. It's not just a statue. Earth has some things in it. There's an angel that's responsible for Earth. Earth itself had like a little earthquake. At the time that Hashem offered the Torah, and the Goyim said, it's not too hard for us, and Earth was waiting to see if we would have taken it. If we would not have said yes, Hashem destroyed. Why Hashem has destroyed? Seven mitzvot. Hashem gave Adam and Rishon six. To Noach, another one, seven. Sister Rabbam, you know, Goyim, they keep seven mitzvot, they're perfect. Don't need to do anymore. They don't have to eat kosher food, they don't have to keep Shabbat. Just let them keep. Don't steal, don't do Avodah Zarah, don't do bad things, don't curse, don't this. Perfect. Hashem said, if we not have accepted the Torah, Hashem will destroy the world. Why? Because it's better. It's better to keep the 630 mitzvot that we have. But Hashem would have destroyed the world, he would say, no, this is Hashem. Listen, we have enough mitzvot already. You don't need any more. Why? Hashem chafes hamatz, to go to Rabbi Adir. We say every day, Pasuk in Rabbi Shayahu, Hashem wants his righteousness, and he added so many mitzvot to us. Yagdil to Rabbi Adir. What is behind it? Why do we have so much mitzvot? Why need so much mitzvot? Says the Gemara, the reason for that is the more mitzvot you have, the more reward you can have in Olam Haba. That's the whole purpose of life. So the Torah is not obligation. The Torah is just a tool to get more points that you should be in Olam Haba. So you have a test with five questions. You fail one, it's 20% of finished. If you have a test with 200 questions, you fail one, it's nothing. That's what Hashem did. But Hashem did, he gave us such a big Torah. Yagdil Torah v'yadir. That's the Kavanah. He says, no, thank you for giving me. He said, why so many mitzvot? We don't need so many mitzvot. The opposite, the more mitzvot you have, the chances to get Olam Haba is higher. Because less mitzvot you have, so you miss few, so the score is much less. The more you have, the chances of Olam Haba is more. So Hashem chafetz lemat etko. Hashem wants to show us how righteous he is. Yagdil Torah v'yadir, he made the Torah bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Why? Not because we should have more obligations or more restrictions. Because like this, we have a chance to do more good things, to so-called to acquire more points of Olam Haba. So the purpose of this world is Olam Haba. As the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh Nivra Behei, Olam Haba Nivra Beyud. This world was created with the letter Hey, the next word is the Yud. Shenemar, ki beya Adonai tzor olamim, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu created those two worlds. This world and the next world. Next world was created with the letter Yud, this world with the letter Hey. I said, what's the purpose? The purpose is Olam Haba. You should be in Olam Haba. So Hashem gave us so many mitzvot to be in Olam Haba. So the purpose of creation is Olam Haba. So therefore, Hashem said, listen, I gave seven mitzvot to Noah. The chances of those people to have Olam Haba, you know, you miss two mitzvot, you lost almost 30%. So forget about it. And I get nobody's giving me Olam Haba. Therefore, Hashem said, you know what, I'll give you a lot of mitzvot. I'm revealing myself on Har Sinai. You have a lot of mitzvot. You have a chance, a better chance to win Olam Haba. But if you would have said, we don't want it, so you have no chance for Olam Haba, almost Hashem would have destroyed the world. Not because Hashem wanted us to keep the Torah, to have the Torah. Hashem doesn't care less if we keep a Torah. But the Torah is just how to get points doing Olam Haba. Without it, I said, what's Olam Haba? Olam Haba, you learn Torah only. Only you learn Torah Olam Haba. She said, you see, you got it. Now, if you keep the mitzvot here, and you learn here, eventually, it shows that you want Olam Haba. But if you don't learn, you say, you don't want Olam Haba. What do you do the whole day? I play hockey. In Olam Haba, there's no hockey. No hockey. So, you didn't prepare yourself for Olam Haba. You're not going to be in Olam Haba. You don't want Olam Haba. Forget about it, prepare yourself. You don't want Olam Haba. You're not going to be there. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Rashid Barachim Neshama Mitaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Rashid Bishvil Rashid, for Am Israel, that are going to accept the Torah. Shetorah Nikret Rashid. The Torah is called Rashid. It says when? On the sixth day of Sivan. So that's the Kavana. The Gemara says, when you do Kiddush Friday night, Vayir Vavok Yom Yom HaShishi Vachlo HaShem HaMaretz, you say, what do you say? It's a Kiddush. So listen, hold it. Let me explain to you something. Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba. So when Shabbat starts, he says, what do you do? I keep Shabbat. No, you don't keep Shabbat. No. I sail myself through the Shabbat, multiplied 60 times, that's going to be what I do in Olam Haba. So what do you do Shabbat? You read newspapers. Listen, Olam Haba, no newspapers. What do you do Shabbat? You play basketball. You do basketball in Olam Haba. So what do you do on Shabbat? Says the Zohar, says Dari. You better learn on Shabbat. Because that shows that you want Olam Haba. It's not because you keep Shabbat, you don't keep Shabbat. Keeping Shabbat is only you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I know the purpose of creation is Olam Haba. I know you created this world because Olam Haba. And therefore you gave us the mitzvot, how to keep Shabbat, because the mitzvot that you gave us, those mitzvot will get us to Olam Haba by keeping the mitzvot, by learning the Torah. That's what the Torah says. That's the Kavanah of Friday night. If you do Kiddush, that's what we say. Ari says, say three times, Vayichulu. One time we say Lachash, one time we say Chazara. After Lachash, one time we do Kiddush. Just to emphasize it, to show how much we care for Olam Haba. So if we don't keep Shabbat, it means you don't care for Olam Haba. Hashem doesn't care if somebody doesn't keep Shabbat. But by keeping Shabbat, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know what Shabbat is all about. What is Shabbat? Yom HaShishi Vayichulu Hashem HaMaret. It means Olam Haba. And therefore you gave me so many mitzvot. And so I keep the mitzvot. It means Hashem want Olam Haba. Now if I don't go, even want to keep Olam Haba, you die. Why you die? Because I drove on Shabbat. You don't. Hashem doesn't care less if you drove the car on Shabbat, or you lit fire on Shabbat, or you cooked on Shabbat. Hashem doesn't care less. But if you do those things, Yeshua Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't want Olam Haba. So the visa that you have over here, being revoked. It's not death penalty because you know, this guy did something on Shabbat, Hashem is going to kill him. I said, Benin is going to stone him. I said, you don't understand. You're here on the visa. And it says in the visa, you're here on the path to go to Olam Haba. That's the destination. You don't want to go, you don't go on the plane. I said, what are you doing over here? I said, I have to go someplace. I said, okay, so go. He said, don't go. He said, give me back the visa. Give me back your passport. That's how the Aris of Haramim say. Death penalty is not a punishment. It's just to take a visa away from you. And what happened to you? I said, nothing happened to me. I said, you don't want Olam Haba. So why are you here for? So the whole purpose of creation says the Gemara is Olam Haba. So you got so-called Tushak HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you mean it, that you want it. If you don't want it, why are you here for? Hashem says, okay, forget about it. Give me back your neshama. I gave you neshama, tell me to be Olam Haba. Therefore, Hashem revealed Himself on Har Sinai in Shavuot, in thus to give us more mitzvot, in order for us to understand that the purpose of this world is just a diving board to Olam Haba, and then you keep it. And that's what Hashem said. Yom HaShishi V'Echolosh Mam V'Arz Chotzvam V'Shiv Arai Elohim. I created this world for Israel, for Israel to accept the Torah. In order for the 6 day of Sivan, that's the Gemara says that you have to have this in mind, the Kiddush. You say Yom HaShishi V'Echolosh HaShamayim, says the Gemara, that's what you have to have in mind. Not Yom Shishi, that day, no. Yom HaShishi, says the Gemara, what do you mean HaShishi? That's 6. What do you mean that's 6? The 6 of Sivan. And Hashem so-called revealed Himself to them. And therefore, Chachamim say that's what happened. That's what happened. In a difficult time, that's the test. That's the test if you really care for Olam Haba or not. So Moshe Bar Yochai, you had to run away from the Romans. So you go to the cave. Now you're going to be there for 12 years, 13 years at the end. So the question is, what are you going to do? I said, well, you have a little spring, you can swim all day long. You can, you know, sit down and talk and text, play stacks. You can whatever you can do, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Instead, what do you do, decide to do? So he buried himself in the ground up to his neck in the sand. And when he came outside, his body was full of cuts from the sand. He said, listen, enough. Why are you to do such a thing? He said, sit down and enjoy life a little bit. You and your son? No. The Gemara says, by doing such a thing in a difficult time, it shows how dear for you is Olam Haba. That's what it means. So not because I have to learn Torah. You learn Torah? This is an emergency, you don't have to learn Torah. I don't know if you don't have to. But if it's so dear to you, and you know the purpose of creation, the purpose why you're here, why you got a visa to be here, is because of Olam Haba, and that's what Hashem gave us the Torah, so you don't want to miss a minute. So the Gemara, Bitul Torah Keneged Kulam. Says the Gemara, when you waste your life, when you waste your time, it's the worst thing in the world. The dangerous thing in it is Hashem will kill you. Says, why? Because did you sin? I didn't do nothing. Did you learn? No. So, the Gemara says, the worst. You waste your time is the worst thing. You got to work, you have to go to work, go to work. You got to do something. He says, I have to kill now 3 hours in the airport. I said, listen, you know what you're saying. You say you don't need to have more points for Olam Haba. It means you don't care about Olam Haba. Therefore, let him fall down. He says, you know what happened? Nothing happened. Hashem just took away the visa from the people. That's what it means. The Gemara says, don't waste your life. Because if it's so important to get to Olam Haba, you have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Olam Haba. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, they went over there in the cave. He said, we're going to be, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Nubi Ruach Kodesh is going to be there a long time. He told his son, we cannot wear our clothing because they're going to get ruined and we're not going to have what to wear. So let's bury ourselves inside the ground. He said, don't bury yourself inside the ground. We'll find a solution. You have to learn now, all the years, bury it. Listen, you don't understand. If the Torah is so dear and important for me, because Olam Haba is important for me, I can't miss it. That's what Chachamim said. Exactly, they told us. I'm going to reveal myself to you. I'm going to say to you, what's the purpose? I'm doing the Ten Commandments. What is Chag HaShavuot? You don't understand. Chag HaShavuot is not the day we got the Torah. Chag HaShavuot is the day that Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted to remember. What is it all about? What is it all about? I'll tell you what it's all about. It's the day that Akadosh Baruch Hu created this world. And he referred to Chag HaShavuot. He said, Chag HaShavuot, this is the day. What is this? This is you get the Torah. Why did he get the Torah? The purpose of getting the Torah is a preparation. It's not that I prepare myself for something. If somebody is going to ask you, what do you do in this world? I say, I prepare myself to Olam Haba. How do you prepare yourself to Olam Haba? By studying Torah. How study Torah? Even in the difficult times, I study Torah. That shows that I'm serious about my life. That I want my visa to be extended. And that exactly what Hashem said. This name of the holiday is Chag HaShavuot. It's what Shavuot? What Shavuot? He said, well, you know what you did before Shavuot? Before Shavuot is 7 weeks of Sfirat HaOmer. It's a preparation. Shavuot itself is also preparation. It's preparation for Olam Haba. Because you should know that's the Chag. This Chag will have no Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, because that's the destination. There's no Chol HaMoed after it. Sukkot and Pesach is not a destination. Shavuot is the destination already. This is the holiday that Hashem wants you to know. What do you do? Remember, this holiday is called Shavuot. It's called Shavuot. Why don't you don't understand? The whole purpose of this chag is preparation. Therefore, Hashem decided, said the Maharsha, look, should have been Chag Shavuot a day later on Zion ben Sivan. Because that's exactly when Hashem revealed himself. But Hashem took it, put it the day before to tell you, listen, why is the wrong date? And he says, you know what happened the day before? You prepared yourself. Shavuot is to prepare yourself. The whole thing is preparation. And Chachamim says, listen, let's always, this parasha, Parashat B'chukotai, comes before Shavuot. He said, what is it all about? He said, you have curses. So we want the curses. He says, what do you mean you want the curses? So I said, listen, this is like before Rosh Hashanah. You want to read the curses before Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Hadin, the day of judgment. So Shavuot also is day of judgment. Hashem is going to judge you. He's not going to judge you. He said, wow, judge you on what? On fruits? All fruits. What has to do with fruits? He said, nah, the taste of the fruits, the taste. He says, the taste that you have today and the fruits is the wrong taste. That's not the taste. Don't say because it was in California in the refrigerator or something. That's not the real taste. But till Tama Perot, says the Gemara, Betamikdash was destroyed, there's no more taste in the fruits. You think, oh, it's delicious. This is nothing to compare what was really the original taste of that thing. That taste vaporized, cancelled, Betamikdash was destroyed. Because the taste is really the Neshama. The Neshama, it's Olam HaNeshamot, it's Olam Haba. That's the taste of the fruits. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make fruits because of this. Because if somebody had the fruit, he felt so-called the pleasure of Olam Haba. That's why Hashem told Adam Hashem to go to Gan Eden. He said, Mikol Eitz Hagan Tov, Mikol Eitz Hagan Tov Tochel. He said, can eat. He said, why do Hashem wants him to eat fruits for what? He doesn't eat. He's on Atkin diet. I says, no, you don't understand. The taste, Ari says, of the fruit is the neshama. The neshama, it means refers to Olam Haba. That's the whole idea. Therefore, comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he made the whole thing. He says, Shavuot, you know, it's a day of judgment. What do you judge Hashem? I'm judging the neshamot of the people. Says the Shra, I'm more afraid of Shavuot than Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges the bodies. On Shavuot, Hashem judges the neshama. What do you mean neshama? I says, I want you to know what you want from your neshama. You want your neshama for Olam Haba, or you want your neshama for Olam Hazeh? Says, the taste of the fruits, this is a sign of Olam Haba. I says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuot judges us. Says the Gemara, look, there are 49 curses this week's parasha. I says, you want to avoid it? I tell you what. Says the Gemara, Vim lo tishmu li. Says the Gemara, Shelot yu amelim batorah. He says, what? If you don't work very hard to study Torah, you have 49 curses. It's not true. The curses come because you don't do mitzvot. True. But if you don't do mitzvot, it means you don't want Olam Haba. Then the visa being revoked. It's not punishment. The person died. He didn't die. Hashem took away the visa from him. Hashem writes in the Torah, Parashat Bechukotai, Bechukotai Telechu, Shitiyu Amelim Batorah. You want to have the blessings from Hashem, you have to work very hard and study a lot. I says, why? I don't have to study, I know it. I don't know. You don't understand. If you don't want to study more and more, it shows you don't want Olam Haba. That's the problem. If you don't want Olam Haba, eventually, you're not going to do mitzvot. You're not going to do mitzvot. You don't want to have more points for Olam Haba. Then you die. That's the Gemara says. Before Shavuot, you must read this parasha. Yim b'chukotai telechu. He says, why? Because Shavuot is Yom Hadin, day of judgment. Judgment on your neshama. What my neshama? If you take care of your neshama, you want your neshama to be in Olam Haba or not? He says, therefore, Ezra Sefer divided the parasha. He said, this parasha must be read before Shavuot in order for you to get rid of the curses. How do you get rid of the curses? You get the message. The message, the curses come because you don't do right things. So why did you do right things? Because you don't worry about Olam Haba. So you're going to die. Not because you did not do something or you did something wrong. Because that only the proof that you don't want Olam Haba. You don't want Olam Haba, Shabbat takes away the Neshama. It's away the Neshama. So this is what Shlomo said. Don't underestimate Shabbat. It's Shabbat. You say cheesecake, brinches, it's very nice. Perfect. But you know why? Because Baruch Hashem, you are in Chag HaShavuot, that you celebrate it, that this is the holiday that refers us to Olam Haba. That's the purpose of life. And for this, says the Gemara, this is the celebration of Chag HaShavuot, it's so important. Shavuot, you stay up the whole night. Why staying up the night? Well, you don't understand. You have to be a miniature Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he was in the cave, 13 years, under the sand. Came outside, his body has all kind of wounds. He says, what happened? Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair met him and said, cry, look what happened to you. Look at the body looks like. What happened? He says, I was in the sand. Why were you in the sand? He says, I didn't even want to miss a minute of Torah because to show that I really am inside Olam Haba, not in Olam Haza. As the Gemara says, the time of Shimon Bar Yochai was no rainbow in the sky. There's no rainbow. And when Rabbi Shimon Levi came to Gan Eden and was introduced to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Levi asked him, excuse me, what's your name? No. Rabbi Shimon Levi. He said, listen, I want to know, you had rain, you had the rainbow. Did you have rainbow in your life while you were outside? He said, yeah. He says, listen, you're not in the same cut league that I am. You don't understand. You have to learn Torah so much to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want Olam Haba. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves the gezerot from the world. Says the Gemara, B'Shem Bayochai, writes in the Gemara that he can wave all the gezerot from everybody. He said, with my son Rabbi Lazar, I can wave everything, not only from now, till the end of the world. Nobody will have any difficulties in his lifetime. But, are you ready for this? He says, nobody's ready. He says, you have to understand that Torah is a crucial thing that Hashem decided to give us with His kindness and mercy, that we should be able to go to Olam Haba. And therefore the Gemara said, earth was shaking. He would have said, no, Hashem would destroy the world. Not because a punishment, we don't want the Torah. Because there's no purpose of this world. The whole purpose of this world is preparation for Olam Haba. You don't want the Torah, it means you don't want Olam Haba. So what did I make this Olam? That's the Mitzvah Tesharim. Right, Moshe Chaim Lutzato. It's your side, it's Friday. Yesod should be Yesod. He writes in the book, he said, Yesod HaChesidut V'Shorosh HaAvodah HaTmimah. He says, the main thing in your life, Sh'Yitamei V'Yitbarer Adam HaChovato Ba'Olamo. He said, you should know, read this sentence, he writes in the introduction to the book. The God Mevilna not said, there's not one extra word until chapter 11. He says, what does it say? We should know clear, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Prepare yourself for Olam Haba. That's it. Don't ask, why did Hashem make me? Why there are gods? You don't understand. That's how you're going to acquire Olam Haba. That's it. Don't think about anything else. This is the whole Musar. The whole Musar stands on this point. You should know you're here in transit. But you have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're ready to go to the destination, you go to Olam Haba. Says the Shavuot comes, says stay up the whole night. Says the Arichas Shalom to speak in the middle of the night, anything. Better go to sleep. If you can't stand up, sit. If you can't stand the whole night, forget about it. You don't have to. As long as you try. I says, you know what happened? I says, when Hashem said, he's coming to speak to us, we went to sleep. He said, you know, Hashem was very upset. He said, why upset? They were tired, they don't understand. And if you would know that you get a big reward, you would go to sleep, you wouldn't go to sleep. Why do you go to sleep? I says, you have to know the Torah is not a Torah. The Torah is just a tool to go to Olam Haba. And that's what Chag HaShavuot is all about. That's why said, always, Parasha Bechukotai, always before Shavuot. In order for us to prepare ourselves, the Gemara says, well, the week after should be like a separation between the curses and Shavuot. But for us to know how important this holiday is coming up, says the Zohar, you got it? Says the Zohar, B'Shavuot Atidin Emefak Megaluta. If everybody will understand it, says the Zohar, straight Olam Haba. Straight Olam Haba. It's not just we can get Mashiach and this. Straight Olam Haba. Because Shavuot is to show us what's the preparation. Says the Zohar, if you prepare yourself right, wait. Not only Mashiach come, you get straight Olam Haba. That's our obligation to have the Gishad Hashem B'Mirah, Mashiach Olam Haba. Amen.